Yeah, my name is V. Iyer. I'm with the Iyer Law Office. I'm the principal. I'm an attorney with the Iyer Law Office, LLC.
So this case was new for you?
Well, the protest angle, not the defense side. You know, it's still a criminal as in defense case, so I know that. But the angle of only protest and constitutional issues coming up, like the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom to peaceably protest and present grievances to the government, and also looking at the state constitution and then trying to make an analysis between the U.S. constitution, state constituency, the constitution and the local law, the state law and local law, to show which has the supremacy issues. Judge gave the instructions to the jury. We had then the voir dire, and I raised all the constitutional issues which I spoke earlier of, and then we had opening statement. I gave opening, and I stressed on the videos showing the Halo videos, and we had some private the videos, and some videos that the DA had on there when they went to YouTube and got it, it seems.
Right.
Anyway, the judge compelled me to give the videos that I had received from a third-party source. That clearly shows where my client was and how it happened. And then viewing that, I said, since it's a court order, I comply, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't give it unless I'm forced to give it, okay? And I respect the judge. I put my objections, I gave it. They viewed it, they spoke to the officer, and then they came back and they agreed to dismiss the case.
There was a litany of officers in there. I saw maybe six or eight.
Right. I don't know who they were or what they were. But I had, subpoenaed four command officers, two commanders and two lieutenants. One was not available. So I had got the commander of operations, the commander of the intelligence, and his assistant, and that other person's assistance for the intelligence. So four officers, command officers, were on, I think, subpoena, but I had agreed that they can stay and do what they have to do and only come when I need them.
Right. And what was your intention to have them there exactly? What were you going to ask them?
I was going to go over the policies with them and also talk about the different treatment of the different marches they've been doing, and also why did they have so many officers as well as undercover officers like spies doing that, acting as protesters, to find out what was the modus operandi of the police. Were they still following the old civil rights tactics of the police by infiltrating organizations with with sworn officers acting as part of the protest or part of the underground organization?
And part of the problem with that is not identifying themselves as a police officer?
Correct. Yes, that they were actually being cunning and treacherous, deceiving people, acting as if they were not officers. They had grievance and they're coming there, but they're actually acting and reporting to the police, which is really not in good taste.
Right.
Or proper.
Right. Legal?
It is legal.
It is legal.
It is legal because police can do that. You and I can't do it. That's how our law is.
Okay.
What the police do and you do, you'll go to jail.
And then in the end?
Well, they were saying that they looked at the video and yes, my client did cross the street and then came back. The commander told her to go back and she did go back, but then she stepped a few feet and was within the cone. So saying, having looked at that and having looked at the answers of the jury in the voir dire, they believe they would not be able to have a conviction. I mean, they may not be able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt.